take a seat. I'm going to quick scan around. Is that you? Yeah, it's good. Okay, cool. I was slightly worried because we're going to have Dan on the sofa, and I got a phone call about 5 minutes before the service started, that he was stuck on the motorway, which was good because the topic tonight is stress. So, you know, God really did put this to the test for me today. So, yes, we are looking at stress as a topic this evening. And I want to share a little concern with you I have about the Pulse planning team before I do. I felt too far away. I know, they're all looking a bit panicked right now. But the last few weeks we've had Pulse, okay? Young people always pick the topic for Pulse, and the Pulse planning team do that. And the last few weeks, every time they've picked a topic, I found it incredibly helpful, and it's like really spoken to me. And I can only think that there's two things going on here. One is that our young people are listening and are tapping into what God is saying and being very prophetic and actually sharing things that are appropriate to me and all of us and where we're at. And that's where I'm going to go, because the other possibility is they keep looking at me and going, man, he needs to deal with some issues. And looked at me a few weeks ago and went, my goodness, look at the state of him. He needs to deal with change. And then this time looked at me and went, he's losing all his hair. He needs to deal with stress. So I'm going to go with the first one. Yeah, John's like, well, maybe. If the next one's about exercise, we know what's going on. But I'm sure it's the first one. But I say that because this has been incredibly helpful to me. And I don't stand here as somebody who knows brilliantly how to deal with stress, as I'm sure a lot of you will know. I've not got this sorted in any way. I'm on a journey, as we all are, with these different things. And so I wanted to share that right at the beginning. But we're looking at stress. And stress is one of those kind of universal kind of experiences of humankind. Like, I forgive me, because maybe you're not like this, but I know as older people, it's quite easy to look at younger people and go, well, what have they got to stress about? But I warn you, if you ever say that in my presence, be prepared for a very long lecture about the pressures and stresses that these guys face. But equally, you guys, it's very easy to look at them and go, well, what are they stressing about? They've got all this independence. They've got all the money. But they have, you know, I warn you, yeah, things do get easier as you get older, but they also, all these other stresses pile in as well. So I'm not trying to bum you out, and I'm not trying to have a go at you. I'm just trying to point out that this is a universal thing. Old or young, we deal with stress in our life. And I thought I was going to get up here today and tell you all about peace and tell you all about how God can bring peace. And yes, of course he can. But what I've discovered as I've looked at this topic is that stress isn't necessarily a bad thing. And I was really surprised about this as I kind of was researching this. I genuinely thought I was going to be telling you how to deal with stress really well and how God will take it away. But actually, stress isn't always a bad thing. I discovered reading an article this week, there's something called the Hardiness Research Lab. I know. And it's all about, their whole subject of research is stress. And I want to give you the findings of the article I read, and I want to do that very easily using an elastic band and four volunteers. Now, the volunteers aren't really volunteers, because I'm just going to choose them. James, could you come and give me a hand? And John and Dan, can you come and give me a hand? Okay. So James, let's see. James, one of you stand there, a bit further forward, and one of you stand there, and yeah, you stand there, and you stand there, later, you stand there, okay, right, so this is what they discovered, okay, but this is about an elastic band, okay, so here's an elastic band, okay, just as it is, it's not particularly efficient. If you just leave it like this, it's going to become brittle and it's going to break. So to make this elastic band work, to make it kind of efficient and flexible and stay good, it needs to be pulled. So, no, not too much. And you take the other one. Okay, and just pull it ever so gently. A bit less gently. No. There we go. No, not too much. Okay. So now, there you go, that's it. Just stay there. That's it, okay. Now, it's undergoing stress. But it's working. And it now performs its function. I can put things in there and it will hold them together. And then, after you've used it, you can unstress it, and it goes back to normal, and then you can stress it again. Stress it again. Oh, my goodness, didn't think this was the difficult bit. And then understress it. Oh, no, I know. And unstress it. Unstress it. Oh, I should have picked Genevieve. Okay, that is how kind of elastic band works. And it stays working longer, the more kind of stressing and unstressing, stressing and unstressing. So they discovered that elastic band, when left like this, will just become brittle and break. And an elastic band undergoing stress will last a lot longer. However, they also discovered what happens if you overstress an elastic band. Okay, now, in a minute, overstress it. You're there to catch, and you're there to catch. Yes, you're there to catch James. Okay, ready? And overstress it. Come on. Come on. Yes. Thank you, boys. Give him a round of applause. It's an elastic band, but this was basically the findings of this research, was that a human being is much like that. Not enough stress, it's not good. It becomes weak, it becomes brittle, and it breaks. Too much stress, and it gets overstretched, and it breaks. But stress is actually a very good thing in the right amount. And what they discovered, and I loved their conclusion, because their conclusion went like this. I'm paraphrasing, but it went, it turns out that stress is good because human beings grow through adversity. And I was like, that's brilliant. You could have just looked in the Bible. All this research, and it was right there. And to be fair to the study, the very next line was, this is what religions have been teaching us for quite a while. I was like, yes, you look through the Bible, you find time and again moments where stress, where people undergo good stress, and God uses it to help them grow. What they discovered through all this research, apart from the blatantly obvious, was that the way people thrive with stress is to not have too much and not to have too little, to have the right amount and to approach it with a positive attitude. What I didn't want to get up today and do is like a self-help speech about having a positive mental attitude, but what we can do as Christians is actually look at stress and go, hold on, my God's doing something here. That's how we can approach stress differently from the world, how we can approach stress better. Hold on, my God is doing something here. Because God uses stress. Although it seems like a negative thing, it's a good thing. God uses it. And I want to argue that what we need to do is approach stress by going, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me? How are you trying to help me grow? You know, the same way when you flex a muscle, when you stress a muscle, it gets stronger. It gets more flexible. It becomes more, durable. It keeps going. It's stronger. But if you don't flex it, it doesn't work. It doesn't grow. In the same way, that's what happens with us as people. And God uses stress to help us grow. So we ask the question, God, what are you doing? There's so many answers to that question. There's a different answer for every single person in here. But I want to show us two things that God often uses stress to teach us. The first is that God often uses stress to draw us to him. All right. In fact, if you go back to the Old Testament, that is the story you see over and over again. You know, God and Israel made a promise together. They made a covenant. Israel said, God said, if you worship me and me alone, then, you know, I will give you the land. I will be your God. I will live with you. And so the Israelites, for a while, they did that. And of course, they failed. They started worshiping other gods. And so God left. And God allowed them to undergo stress. He allowed them to undergo distress as they were taken over. And then in their distress, they cried out to God. And because God is so much more faithful than we are, he came and rescued them. And this happens time and time and time again throughout the life of Israel. They undergo distress, and then in that moment, they go, God, and he comes to them. And let's face it, as much as I call the Israelites idiots all the time for the amount of times they walk away from God, but we do the same every day. You know, we take that step away. And in that time of stress, in those moments of stress, God's just saying, I'm still here. You know, in this stress, I'm still here. Come back to me. God often uses stress to kind of draw us back to him. The other thing that God, I think, does with stress and often tries to teach us through stress is who is truly in control. You know, so much of my stress levels come from either being in charge or not being in charge. Either I'm in charge and I'm stressed because I don't think I can do it, or I'm not in charge and I'm stressed because the person leading it is an idiot. No, like not doing it the way I would do it. That's a real source of my stress. But actually, in those moments of stress, God is trying to teach us something about control. And let me just tell you kind of a sort of parable. Let's go for a sort of parable, okay? I want you to kind of join me here. I want you to have a stressometer, okay? So just about, put your hand here. That's kind of middle stress level, okay? I'm going to tell you a story kind of line by line about a situation you're in. If you feel like this would stress you more, go up. Obviously, that's the maximum. And then if it's stressing you less, go down. Okay, so, hands ready? Okay, so it's your day off. Oh, lovely, perfect. Lots of going down, okay. You decide to do something fun and exciting. Okay, not too bad. You decide to go skydiving. Okay, wait, you're all up high. Okay, you get to the airfield and you see the aeroplanes. Still there, okay, that's fine. Then you get into a briefing and they give you all the gear. Okay, Toby's stretching, wait, Toby. Then they say, don't worry. Don't worry, because you're not going to be jumping on your own. You're going to have somebody who's done this before. They're going to be on your back. They're going to pull the parachute. They're going to look after you. Okay, gone down a little bit. Okay, then they say, it's this guy. Okay, right, yes. A lot of your stress meters kind of shot up there. Okay, hands down. That's why Dan's wearing his gear. I thought he'd stand up, but no, never mind. It's fine. There you go. And now they all fit, look at all the stressometers have gone down, Dan. I would take it personally. Don't worry about it. You see how, but what I'm trying to get at is, you know, at times we try and grab control of our lives, and that causes more stress than it should do. What God tries to teach us in these times of stress is that we shouldn't have control. Essentially, what we're doing is we're going skydiving and choosing Dan over a instructor who's jumped 50,000 times and can turn the ground into pillows at any moment. That's the different choice we're making when we say, I'm going to take control, rather than letting God have control. So often, our stress is related to the fact that either we're trying to cling to control that should be God's, or we're just moaning that somebody else has control. But ultimately, it's God that has control. And those places where we allow God to take control of our lives, that is where we can find peace. That's not to say that the stress will immediately dissipate, because God is trying to grow us. He's trying to develop us. But it does mean there is peace to be found when we let God have control rather than clinging to it ourselves. So stress isn't necessarily a negative thing. It's there to help us grow, to be stronger. And God uses it in a number of different ways to either draw us to him, to teach us something, to show us who's in control. I'm going to invite our sofa guest and Genevieve up to for our interview today, and they're going to talk a little bit about this subject. So please.